I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to BlizzCon if I could afford the nightmare.
How much are the tickets? Do we know?
I didn't look.
I didn't look either.
I might be too late at this point. I didn't even debate what lodging would be. That's counting true. A cross-country flight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that it would go into it. It would be cool. And it's something I might look at this weekend. But part of me kind of hopes that, like, I'm too late.
Too late.
The part of the chance. Too late. All right. We just
I don't think they're available for purchase yet. Gamers 2 Podcast.
Gamers 2 Podcast.
Weekly Roundup.
Weekly Roundup.
Of news and commentary.
News and commentary.
Related to the video game interest. And anything else that might pique our interest. That was a one for the record books. All right, so in 2019.
I just like when I get you to crack me, like within the first 30 seconds and I get you to break.
In 2019, they were $229.
Yeah, I mean, that's PAX tickets. Like, that's normal for us.
Yeah. Normal.
I bought my tickets today. It's just Johnny Cash's Hurt.
See what you did there.
Those are references for Matt and I. Anyway.
Yeah, in case you don't want to go to BlizzCon.
I got things you can spend money on.
And melt your brain with.
My Venmo is... New releases.
GoFundMe, BlizzCon.
Oh, there we go. Number one, Humanity. Oh, the Humanity.
Still in beta.
Always in beta.
Yeah. Really, we need a reboot.
Humanity for PC, PlayStation 5, PSVR 2, PlayStation, and PSVR.
I saw one statement about that, and that it was good, and that's literally all I saw. All
right, then. Matt with the cutting-edge new release information.
Yeah. No idea if that's accurate.
Number two, Tin Hearts for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox. Number three, Trinity Trigger for the PlayStation and Switch. Number four, Zool Redimensioned for the PlayStation. Number five, Starship Troopers Extermination for the PC.
Starship Troopers.
I'm doing my part.
Become a citizen.
Number six, WWE 2K23 Pretty Sweet Pack DLC. Number seven, I Am Future for the PC. Number eight, I'm going to give you a little bit of taste on this one.
Mm.
The Outlast Trials for PC. Set in the era of the Cold War, human guinea pigs are involuntarily recruited by the good folks at the Murkoff Corporation to test advanced methods of brainwashing and mind control. In a world of distrust, fear, and violence, your morals will be challenged, your endurance tested, and your sanity crushed. All in the name of progress, science, and profit.
Sounds like America. Mark.
But yeah, Outlast. You can play with more people. You can play by yourself. And you got to survive the trials. Work together in a team, not in a team. Spooky trials.
Cisco, I didn't realize it was a co-op.
Yeah. Or more than that.
Ooh.
Because I think co-op it technically implies like two people, but I think you can be up to like four or something.
Is it VR?
No. Not yet.
That'd be terrible.
Number 9, Veiled Experts for the PC. Number 10, Cyber Citizen Shockman for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. I like the name. I didn't look at what the description was, but I like the name.
Yeah, that's a good name.
But let's talk about number 11, Lego 2K Drive for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Welcome to Bricklandia. Oh, I'm going to do this one in like a energetic like, half surfer. Because I can't go full surfer.
You never go full surfer.
Exactly. Welcome to Bricklandia, home of the massive open-world LEGO driving adventure. Race anywhere, play with anyone, build your dream ride, and defeat a cast of wild racing rivals for the coveted Sky Trophy. In LEGO 2K Drive, your awesome transforming vehicle gives you the freedom to speed seamlessly across riveting racetracks, off-road terrain, and open waters. Explore the vast world of Bricklandia, show off your driving skills, and build vehicles brick by brick. That should have rhymed and it didn't.
Brick by mother truckin' brick.
Brick by brick, day by day.
Oh, that's out of curiosity. Look this up.
What, LEGO 2K Drive?
I want to see...
I want to ride my...
Okay. I was looking up the Metacritic scores. 74 for the old critic score and 7.7 for the audience score, user score, whatever we're calling it these days.
I mean, that's not bad.
No, that's fine. It's perfectly acceptable.
Average game.
Yep. Interesting. Interessante. What are you feeling? You feeling odds? You feeling evens? Even Steven? Odd Todd?
I'm going to go odd.
Going to go odd. He's going or numero uno.
I'm going to mix it up on you. We got some financial report stragglers, so we're going to zip through them real quick. Square Enix revenues saw a 6% dip as it finished with about $2.5 billion in net sales.
These numbers are disgusting.
Ubisoft reported its financial results for the full year ending March 31st. Full year sales were down 15% to $1.97 billion. For the coming full year, the publisher is projecting strong growth in net bookings with a lineup of releases including Assassin's Creed Mirage, maybe. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, maybe. Skull and Bones, maybe. The Crew Motorfest, maybe. X Defiant, maybe. Rainbow Six Mobile, maybe. The Division Resurgence, maybe. And another large game. Out of that list, how many do you think actually come out?
That is the exact reason why that list is in here.
Three?
Skull and Bones has to come out.
Three, and I think we're shooting high.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. Three, and that's shooting high.
Yeah. I think Skull and Bones, The Crew.
X Defiant, maybe?
Either X Defiant or Mirage or the other ones.
See, I would say Skull and Bones, X Defiant, and Rainbow Six Mobile. That would be mine. And that's...
Take Two had a good year. Net revenue was up 53% to $5.35 billion. Grand Theft Auto V has now shipped 180 million units worldwide, while Red Dead Redemption 2 is up to 53 million units. NBA 2K23 has also hit 11 million units to date, a new record for the franchise at this point in the game's lifespan.
That's insane.
Take-Two, who released Red Dead 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
GTA 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
11 years ago, 2012, increased their profits, having not released GTA 6 by 53%.
All right, keep that in mind. Speaking of Take-Two, Take-Two Interactive has offered some insight into its lineup for the next 3 years, pledging that almost half of its releases will be new IP. During an earnings call, CEO Strauss Zelnick offered some details on the company's lineup and why Take-Two is sharing forecasts for the next 3 years. Quote, "It's very uncharacteristic of us to talk about subsequent years at this time. We're doing so because we've been investing in a pipeline for a long time, and we now have a great deal of confidence in that pipeline, a great deal of confidence that the pipeline will be delivered in the next 3 years," end quote. Zelnick said Take-Two will release 12 titles in the current fiscal year, as well as 36 in the following 2 years. He added that 44% or more will be new IP. He also said, quote, "The rest is new iterations of existing franchises, and that's mobile, console, PC, and numerous business models," end quote.
Nobody, okay. Nobody was ready for the warship to show up.
I mean, it makes sense. Take-Two, very quiet, just been reaping the what they sowed, you know, as far as GTA, Red Dead.
For a 10-year, we can wait.
Quietly toiling away, and now they're like, boom, we're here, bitches.
Ah, nice to meet you. It's a shame what would happen if I happened to release this game right now.
Yep. So that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting.
3 years. So within 3 years, we're going to see GTA 6 then.
That's the... So there was a couple things. I don't know if I put them in. I don't remember if I put them in the doc, but I'll throw them in now.
Okay.
There's a thing going around, and I don't think I included it because I was annoyed by it, as you will also agree with me.
Midnight Club.
No. There's a... I'm going to say rumor going around that GTA 6 has been internally delayed a year.
I believe it.
To next fiscal year. So sure.
Yeah, it wasn't gonna be it wouldn't be this fiscal year anyway.
Which that's the annoyance. The annoyance is there's multiple annoyances there. The fact that people thought
it was gonna be this
fiscal year. And then also the fact that like they're like, oh, it's been internally delayed. It hasn't even been like
officially announced.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah,
like
it's not an internal delay.
We don't know anything about it. Yeah. Like,
there's no such thing as an internal delay unless they actually have a release date that they think they're hitting.
Yeah,
and GTA 6 spoiler is going to have a year's worth of advertisements.
Yep. So there you go. Wait, was there something else? What did I say? There was two things, or Take-Two. GTA. Being delayed. Oh, yeah. And then Strauss was shit-talking his comrades about abandoning E3. He was basically saying that...
because Take-Two, known participators in E3.
Well, they don't release games, so...
Yeah, but even then, even when they didn't do it then. They did their own events.
Apparently... Okay, so apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently... Take-Two was always at E3, even if they didn't release things.
They might have had like a booth or something there.
They always have a big booth, is essentially what the news article I read said.
But specifically, like the GTA 5 announcement
happened
not around any other event. They did an online release of all of their stuff, showed the trailers and yada yada, and it was all of the information was dumped to the site that was, here's what you need to know.
Yeah.
And then more came out. As time went on, they controlled the entire release.
Yeah. Basically, he was saying that, you know, it might turn out to be an unwise decision to abandon E3, and that basically also, people like EA killed it by holding events around E3 that didn't, of E3.
EA threw the first punch, but everybody else followed not long after.
Yeah.
And also, okay, you wanted a booth. If that's what Take-Two's like argument is oh, we don't have a booth at E3 anymore.
But
you're saying this 4 years after the writing was on the wall.
He's not saying, I guess it was,
I don't know, he might not be saying it like from a Take-Two's initial perspective, but like hey, in hindsight, you might end up missing E3.
It's like, kind of like...
Which is like, fine, I get that. But like, if you wanted to put support out for E3 when you saw the writing on the wall 4 years ago, you don't wait till they're dead and then show up to the funeral and be like, man, I could have stopped that.
Yeah.
Unless you secretly hate E3.
I don't know. It was a very weird...
It's like a weird comment.
It was. It was like a weird comment. And I was like, I don't quite get where this is coming from, but...
Well, let's talk about number three then, and other bullshit. In the latest roadmap update for Overwatch 2, Blizzard's developers have decided to scrap the planned PvE hero mode. Game director Aaron Keller and executive producer Jared Noyce,
I don't know,
said the decision was for the good of the title and its multiplayer component. Keller said, quote, "We made a commitment to always prioritize the live game and all of the people playing it, and to devote our development efforts there," end quote. The feature was originally announced back at BlizzCon 2019 as a part of the new modes for Overwatch 2. Characters would be reworked for the feature and be given a progression system. Narrative story missions are still on the way. Why are you even bothering then? In an interview with GameSpot, Keller explained when the development team realized the feature couldn't be implemented. Quote, "We made a decision later last year that we would focus all of our efforts on the live running game and all of our PvE efforts on this new story arc that we're launching in season 6, end quote. When asked what may have changed in terms of the development team's position, Noyce said, quote, I fucking hate that. Noyce is probably correct. Quote, "As the team learned more about what it took to make this, as it learned more about the time, the iteration, and the technology required, it just became clear that the schedule wasn't going to work," end quote. And now here's where initially I was defending Overwatch 2.
Here, there was an iterative enthusiast. What was that thing? What was that?
Iterative refinement.
Refinement. Iterative. Callback.
It's a callback to something that was not said on the podcast, I'm pretty sure. I initially defended Overwatch 2 because I was like, all right, cool, whatever. It's a new in quotes game. They're switching up systems. It's fine. Who really gives a shit?
Yeah.
Oh, they sunset Overwatch 1, which frankly still doesn't matter. They could have done everything they did in Overwatch 1 still.
Yeah.
That point I've always agreed with. Whatever they want to call it 2 and try to get new people, fine. It doesn't affect anybody that's playing it. But the whole point of 2 was the eventual PvE mode that was also supposed to be what was happening at Titan years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can Titan, and they came out from, instead of the single player game, with the live service that was Overwatch. And then that killed, and then they didn't know what to do. So then they announced Overwatch 2. We're changing how the fundamentals of it work. It's free to play. The fundamentals, I guess, is air quotes. We're changing how the monetization model and like battle pass and season stuff, like we're making it a true live service game. Do you need to make that the number 2 for that? No, but if you want to, because it's enough of an iterative change, then fine. But when you did 2, you also said, hey, that single player stuff is still on the way, and there's a like untapped world and potential there of doing content. And now you've canceled it. And now you've just pissed in everybody's cereal that was excited for Overwatch 2. I think this actually hurts their live numbers probably drastically.
I've heard, I'm not in the Overwatch world. Don't know anything about it.
I'm not really either, other than like when 2 came out, I played it for maybe a week.
I saw a couple comments on Reddit that I thought were interesting. One being, what the fuck have you guys been working on all this time then?
Yes. Literally, what have you been working on if
you made this decision a while ago? The other thing I saw, and I don't know if this is true, you know, because it's Reddit, obviously, it's essentially social media. A guy said, I was a developer on Overwatch 1 or Overwatch, the original version of Overwatch 2 or whatever. I can't remember how he worded it. But he said that there was massive turnover to the point of like the team working on Overwatch right now is not, there's no one from the original team.
Which might be true, but then just say that.
So
no one likes when you're being shady.
Yeah.
If you just say we had so much turnover, it would take so long to get the new people up
there. Yeah. And then what was the other thing? There was another thing. I can't remember. But it's wild that I don't know. It's I don't know.
I'm with the person that said, then what have you been working on?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they kind of didn't have...
Because you can't say the season six thing. Ooh, it'll all be out and, you know, like, we'll have a giant storyline during season six.
Yeah.
Storyline with what? You're not serving PvE content, which is the best way to tell a story.
Do they still have the Overwatch League? Is that still a thing?
No.
That's what I'm like. They kind of like Overwatch kind of like withered on the vine there. It's like dead. Seems dead. Not dead, but like it had a lot of momentum at one point and then it just like fizzled out.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure it still gets a ton of traffic and a lot of people playing it, but.
Well, it's free to play now. And that was half the draw was like, all right, cool. You're going to do all this and have the PvE stuff. And then it was just like. Where is... never mind.
Yeah.
And, like, now, other than... All right, cool. Overwatch 2 came out. Like I said, I played it for a week, maybe 2 weeks. I'll get corrected about that. And I just don't care anymore. But I was already out of Overwatch halfway through 1's life cycle.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, 2's out. Let's see what it is. Oh, it's more Overwatch. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not... My panties aren't getting in a bunch. No, no matter. You can't stop corporations being greedy, no matter how much you want to try.
Facts. Cold hard facts. All right. Anything else? Should we move on?
No. I guess the other thing would be, all right, if they said it was not worth their time, right? Which means time equals money. We all know that. So if it's not worth their time, it means they weren't going to get money out of it. But if you're not going to get money out of it, that means you think you're going to get more money out of the live service version.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you need to like soup that up because I don't think you're making that much money on it now. It's free to play. I don't know how many people are actually buying with real money your battle pass.
Well, I'm wondering if these whole story things that they're talking about, what were they called?
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to do. So I don't know. We'll see.
I'm wondering if they're just going to start folding in narrative story missions. I wonder if they're going to just fold those into a battle pass, and then you're like...
Yeah, but even then, what does that mean? You're going to give me a PvE slice that you... What?
One every season?
Yeah. What the fuck? Just like the Halloween event where it's just wave defense? Like, I don't know what they're getting at.
It's going to be like Heroes of the Storm.
We're going to tell sweet stories because we're going to do cool animation cutscenes, which their animations look, they're like, their cutscenes look amazing. Oh, we're going to do that, but only after you reach level 10 in the battle pass. Fuck yourself.
It's just the next Heroes of the Storm. Just going to.
Dead.
Just going to quietly.
Quietly go into that. Into the cold night?
Yeah.
Is that the saying I want?
I don't know.
Go quietly into that. Something night.
Oh, it's gonna fuck me. I don't know. I don't remember. Number four. Sony has announced it is hosting a PlayStation Showcase online next week. According to the PlayStation blog, the presentation will air on Wednesday, May 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Will feature new titles from PlayStation Studios as well as announcements from third-party publishers and indie studios. Games featured will be for both PlayStation 5 and PlayStation VR 2. The broadcast will be just over an hour long and be streamed on YouTube and Twitch as per tradition. The length and choice of the PlayStation Showcase over the usual State of Play branding suggests this will be a bigger presentation than usual.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I normally, you know, I feel I like to speculate. I am very much the, and it could be because I'm like too busy to really consume what what the zeitgeist is at the moment, but I have no fucking clue.
No, neither do I. We joked about it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it later, but we joked about it of like, okay, maybe Mortal Kombat gets shown off.
Yeah.
Oh, boom, there's the trailer. Okay, well, now you can't show it at Showcase, and like, all right, you can still show it, but you can't have it be a point of Showcase.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do that it's got to be something. There has to be something to justify this entire Showcase happening. Half-Life Alyx on PSVR 2?
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
That could do
it. I don't know if it'd be worth like
It would need to be that and something else. Like something for PSVR 2 and something for PlayStation 5.
If that was the highlight of PSVR 2, cool.
Great. But then you need a highlight for PS5.
Yes. And it'd have to be a good one. I mean, there's
Ghost of Tsushima 2.
It's
been 4 years. Three years.
I saw someone, I can't remember who it was or where it was, said that there will be no Ghost of Tsushima 2, and there'll be no... There was another one.
Last of Us Uncharted, God of War.
No.
Days Gone, that'd be funny.
I can't remember what it was, but there was something else they specifically said would not be there. I mean, there are studios that...
Spider-Man?
Was it Spider-Man 2? I think it might have been. I think it might have been Spider-Man 2.
Okay. Which, if that's not there, now I'm really, what are you doing?
Maybe it was. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are, I guess, studios that should have been working on things that we have no idea what they're working on.
Yeah, there are, but...
Usually we, like, have hints and stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like,
oh, Media Molecule, they've killed Dreams. They said they're moving on to another thing. Are we seeing it?
Santa Monica's has multiple teams. Uncharted has multiple teams that have been... Or Uncharted. What the fuck are they called? Naughty Dog has multiple teams.
They have
teams.
Multiple teams, but they don't talk about their stuff this early. Unless they were moving into a fully new IP or another Uncharted. Because those are the only two things that would be ready to show. Would be a fully new IP that they've been working on for years. Or an Uncharted one because they have the assets.
What if it's like, what if half the showcase is actually like...
What if they announce rebooting Uncharted? Do I just get so angry that I throw something at the TV? We've run out of ideas. We're rebooting Uncharted. And we killed all these other support studios to help.
Yeah, that's the other thing is... I don't know, I guess...
Destiny?
I was just going to say maybe whatever Bungie's doing...
Because there's rumor that they have a new IP.
There's the Jade Raymond studio, I guess.
That's
they
not
might...
doing anything.
Yeah.
That's... Come on. They don't have a game.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Number 5. Steam will stop using Google Analytics going forward. In a blog post, the firm said Google's tracking solutions don't align well with Valve's approach to customer privacy, adding that it will be working on improving its own solution going forward. This decision was made in the context of Google's Universal Analytics being sunset in July. The company will be introducing Google Analytics 4 as a replacement, with many companies taking the opportunity to switch to other traffic analysis tools instead.
I forgot I put that in here.
We switch in the way we look at you.
Yeah. We'd be watching you, but a little bit different now. I randomly got the email for this from Google.
For the analytics thing?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Where they're like, oh, your Google Analytics won't work anymore on this day. And I'm like, I use Google Analytics.
I mean, maybe for like, because technically you have YouTube, so you have a YouTube channel by default.
I mean, that could be it.
So maybe that's just what they mean, but.
Who knows? Oh, I got the good stuff. Number 6, the European
You're damn right.
The European Commission has given final approval to Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard after the Xbox maker made 10-year commitments to address regulator concerns in the growing cloud streaming market. It agreed that Microsoft would have no incentive to withhold games from PlayStation consoles in Europe, as the European Economic Area, or EEA, has 4 PlayStation systems for every Xbox system. and the Call of Duty franchise is not as big in Europe as it is in other markets. To alleviate concerns related to the cloud streaming market, Microsoft offered to give consumers and the EEA a free license to stream all current and future Activision Blizzard PC and console games for which they have a license, and to stream them through the cloud streaming service of their choice. Microsoft also offered a free license to cloud streaming services to allow for players in the EEA to stream any of Activision Blizzard's PC and console games. Both commitments have a 10-year term. Does that make any sense to you? Because reading it, it's like a little like wonky. But essentially, any streaming service can stream Activision Blizzard games. And if you own the game, you can stream your game on any streaming service.
Yeah. Which is like, good.
Yes. It's basically a free-for-all. Do whatever the fuck you want.
And it's also funny in that exact context of them just going, hey, UK, fuck you.
Couple little tidbits to add on there, and then we'll get into a little bit of that. That got fucked up. I got distracted. In an interview, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella was asked if
Microsoft... I don't even think you said the last name right when you settled on it.
I know. Was asked if Microsoft would elect to not sell Activision Blizzard games in the United Kingdom. He calmly responded, let's wait for it all to play out. He gave a little sly smile when he said that.
Yeah, yeah. He's going, okay, cool. Fuck you.
Yeah. And then today, according to a report issued by Deal Reporter, which I had to look up who these people were, they're basically one of those like fancy... I guess you'd call it like an analytic company or something, but they're one of the ones where you have to like pay to get access to their stuff.
Oh, like the sales one that I can't think of.
Yeah. Microsoft has obtained, according to them, in a report issued by them, Microsoft has obtained the approval of the Chinese State Administration for Market Regulation on the Activision Blizzard merger. What a name. Oh my God. Kicking fans. Can you not
just like break everything around here?
No promises. The other thing that I didn't throw in here because I wasn't sure how to condense it because we were getting into, I would have been quote happy because there were some really good quotes. The people who run the CMA, the commission for the UK, okay, that blocked the merger.
Yep.
Parliament. They had to go in front of Parliament and answer some questions.
The CMA did?
Yes. And Parliament was like, rip them apart.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Yes. Like, 100%. To the point of where, like, they were straight up like, are you doing the FTC's bidding? Like, are you, like, because, you know, the...
Are you no longer taking the UK's best interest and then listening to the US type
of thing? Like, straight up. Like, and they were, like, ripping into the whoever the person is that runs the CMA. And it was very... They, like, clearly were like, I think... At one point, someone's like, basically, like, I think you need to reconsider, you know, and put the UK's economic interests first. And it was like, oh, these motherfuckers are going to get. At one point, they asked if they were an independent body or if they were subject to Parliament's, what Parliament wants. And they're like, yeah, of course we're subject to Parliament, what Parliament wants. And they're like, all right, we just want to make sure. Like,
do you understand why I'm asking you the question? Now repeat to me the answer I want.
Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting, and we'll see how that plays out.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want, you know...
There was a lot of good quotes. It was good.
The same way that there's that book that you're reading from Star Trek that's everybody doing dramatic readings of themselves. Yeah. I want that to now happen, like us doing fireside chats, but just reading court recordings.
Yeah.
Playing the person in Parliament number one, Matt. Playing scared shitless CMA or owner Nate.
All right, you got number seven, right?
You damn right I do.
All right, looks like that there was some weird wonkiness that happened where I just fixed it on mine. I don't know if it'll update on yours.
We'll find out.
But you know, eight and seven were the same. I don't know if it actually updated.
No, they're not the same.
Okay.
Number 7. Amazon is taking a second stab at creating an MMO based on the Lord of the Rings following the cancellation of a similar project 2 years ago. The company announced that it has reached an agreement with Embracer Group, which owns the series rights holder Middle-earth Enterprises, to develop and publish online multiplayer game based on Tolkien's fantasy work. The game will be developed by Amazon Games Orange County, the studio behind previous MMO New World, and will be released for PC and consoles. There is no word of a release date, obviously. Now for some quotes from the Amazon Games vice president, which they are gonna regret. My ambition is to make it the largest MMO out there. Already.
That was the first one I read, and I was like, you motherfucker.
My hope is it will draw in people who normally would not play an MMO to get interested. Not how that works. That can't be your target. I want to make it very accessible, easy to play, hard to master, that kind of approach.
I don't think this dude's ever played a video game.
No, probably not.
Classic.
Also, the developer behind the Lord of the Rings Online has told its players the game is not going to be scrapped in the wake of the Amazon announcement. So don't worry, all 10 of you.
The second quote where he was like, my hope is to draw in people who normally would not play an MMO. I was like, does he know that there's already a Lord of the Rings MMO out?
No, 100%. They didn't look twice. Oh,
so funny.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, they also plan on using a lot of the mechanics from New World. They made
so
a point.
Why not just make a... Never mind. You know what I'm going to say.
They made a point of that being like the large scale battle system in New World would make perfectly fit into a Lord of the Rings MMO. I'm just like, all right, here the fuck we go.
It's just gonna look like New World with dwarves.
Yeah, basically.
And the Riders right. of Rohan.
Do you think they give it like a full development cycle, or do you think they rush it? Rush it, right?
What do you consider a full development cycle?
In this instance,
for an MMO, minding that Riot hasn't come out yet.
In this instance, I would give Amazon's Orange County I will be gracious and say to them that for them, a full development cycle is 4 years.
Oh, God. That's more than I would have given them. Then, no, they rush it.
Do you think they'll do a year and a half?
I think 2 years minimum.
All right, so 2 years might be good because, all right, so Rings of Power is going to get pushed back because of the writer's strike.
Yep.
So...
And Rings of Power existing is a problem for them. They will not be able to not capitalize. They won't be able to stop themselves.
That's what I'm saying. So 2 years might be right on the money because that's probably about when Rings of Power season 2 will come out.
Yeah, and it will not be fully developed.
It'll be fucking terrible. Awful. All right. Some stuff to look forward to.
Some stuff to look forward to.
Number 8.
Mind you, while they do that, a new WoW expansion will be out, and so will a new Final Fantasy expansion.
Multiple
Elder Scrolls expansions.
Might have the Riot MMO by then as well.
I don't think that'll happen.
No, okay.
And maybe there'll be a Star Wars thing.
There's the NetEase MMO as well. Yep. The one that was, I can't remember what it was called, like Swords and something, or I can't remember. There's another MMO announcement too, but I left it out. Some Worlds Adrift. People who made Worlds Adrift, I think is what it's called. I don't know.
Where's Rift?
I don't know anything.
Guild Wars 3?
Is it?
Pretty sure it is. But ArenaNet is making something.
They're making something, but...
Yeah.
All right. Number 8. Mortal Kombat 1. The next entry in the series developed by NetherRealm Studios has been officially revealed. The new trailer, which confirms that the game will be a reboot set in a new world, created by the fire god Liu Kang, revealed that Mortal Kombat 1 will be released on September 19th, 2023, on PC via Steam and the Epic Game Store, PS5, Xbox Series X, S, and Switch. The game will feature the studio's genre-defining story mode with an immersive cinematic narrative and a big cast of characters featuring classic characters like Liu Kang, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Raiden, Kung Lao, is that how you say that?
Yep.
Katana?
Yep.
Melina?
Yeah.
Shang Tsung? I don't know. And then Johnny Cage, obviously, that's the English one.
Johnny Cage.
The game will also feature cameo fighters, partner characters chosen separately from the main roster fighters. The players will be able to call during matches that will expand gameplay possibilities. Oh, I get what they're saying there. The online multiplayer will also be powered by rollback netcode, as confirmed in a new FAQ. The game will release in standard, premium, and collector's edition. That's collectors with a K. Pre-ordering any edition of the game will also grant access to the Shang Sun as well as to the beta, whatever that is, to Shang Sun, a character, I guess, which will be held during August 2023. The premium edition, which will be available physically and digitally on all formats, will include the Combat Pack, which includes early access to 6 additional characters and a Johnny Cage skin with the likeness of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, of course.
Early access to the game beginning September 14th, and 1,250 dragon crystals.
I like that the letter C just doesn't exist inside of it.
Right?
Like, Johnny Cage might as well be Johnny Cage with a K.
Yep. And then Mortal Kombat 1's Combat Pack 1 was already leaked, courtesy of Amazon Italy. So if you want to know who's in it.
Everybody remembers that branch of Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon Italy.
If you want to know who's in it, you know, Google it.
2 days shipping for plumbing supplies. Get it?
I do get it.
So, hey, yeah, Mortal Kombat.
I didn't watch the trailer. I guess we could have watched it, but I don't.
Ask him if there's anything we need to watch. It says no.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Gets here. Could have watched that.
I'll be honest with you. Mortal Kombat, not high on the list of interests.
It's high on the list of interest for me because good fighting games are fun to watch. But I suck at them. So they're not in my interested play thing.
Yeah. The old button masher.
Yep. Yeah. What? Half turn something something? Absolutely not. I pressed kick, and if it didn't work, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yep.
Number 9. Jackaliptic Games, formerly Jackalope Games, confirmed it is developing a Warhammer MMO for PC and consoles. Jackaliptic Games. Such an annoying name.
I like Jackalope better.
Jackalope was way better. Jackaliptic Games is a NetEase-funded independent AAA game development studio headquartered in Austin, Texas. It was founded by Jack Emmert, an industry veteran known for his long career in the MMORPG genre. Emmert co-founded Cryptic Studios, where he worked on City of Heroes, Star Trek Online, and Neverwinter. Later, he moved to Daybreak Games, where he managed DC Universe Online and an action MMORPG based on Marvel IP that never saw the light of day. No specific details about this Warhammer MMO were given. I like whenever somebody puts something in their credits that doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, it's classic.
Hey, I worked on this really, really, really cool project that never happened. Me and the Marvel guys were homies. But
City of
don't ask
Heroes.
Him about it, because it never happened. Notice they mentioned City of Heroes, not City of Villains. That's sus.
It is a little sus.
Do we just not acknowledge that?
It didn't go over well, if I remember correctly.
No, it didn't, but I remember City both boxes Heroes. Being in the store.
Forgot about that. There's so many MMOs that just Vanguard, burned, Saga of Heroes.
They burned too bright. Flew too close to the sun.
It's an Icarus reference.
Couldn't get off the ground.
Oh! Real truth coming out
mix,
now.
Mix of both. Burned too bright, flew into the sun, never took off to begin with. The happy medium, 10,000 feet.
I just laugh because, like, I don't know. Just so ridiculous. Anyway, Sony has shared more details about its PlayStation 5 accessibility controller, previously known as Project Leonardo, and now officially named Access. In a post on the PlayStation blog, Senior Vice President of Platform Experience Hideki Nishino, oh my god, Nishino.
So close to the legend himself, Nishida.
There's, you know, they just change a vowel here and there, and couple other printing them out. Anyways,
she a clone theory in full effect.
He shared new images of the controller and its different components. It will include a wide range of swappable buttons and stick caps of various sizes and shapes, so players can create a layout that matches their needs and preferences.
Okay, like stick caps make sense, but I hate that.
It's funny you should say that, because I felt exactly the same way. I was like, stick caps, know exactly what you mean. Hate that term.
Hate it.
Where was I? Stick caps. Access can be used on a flat surface, oriented 360 degrees, or mounted on an amps or tripod. Tripod, not a tripad. What's right. Amps? I'm assuming that's some sort of, like
it's,
one of those.
It's an acronym for
something.
Something. When it says oriented 360 degrees.
No idea.
Does that mean you can put it on a ball?
I have no idea what they mean by that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they, I don't know. Whatever. The distance between the stick and the various buttons can also be adjusted. Nishino also shared details of the Access UI, which will allow users to personalize their settings, set up the preferred orientation for the device, and create their personal profile, personal control profiles. Now, this part's interesting. The executive also revealed that up to 2 Access controllers and 1 DualSense wireless controller could be used as a single controller. How quickly is that going to be abused?
Very quickly. Can you have 3 people responsible for... Can you form a Megazord.
I was also thinking that maybe you could use... All right, so like I you've seen this thing. It's the round thing with the big buttons on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Controller, foot pads.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, maybe fucking Armored Core 6.
You're mech piloting.
Just mech piloting. Full yeah. on. But then you're going to get some,
steering wheel gas pedal, but with a controller.
Some fucking, yeah. Or you're going to get some fucking COD jock or something.
Yeah, 100% who's COD
like,
jock.
Who's going to fucking like hack that shit and it's going to be like cheating in some tournament or some shit.
Double foot pedal for slide canceling, but never having to actually slide canceling plus jump in the foot pedal. So he never even has to move his hands on the controller for shooting. Yep. Gross.
You hate to see it.
Unfortunately, layoffs are still a thing, so let's talk about those. CD Projekt has confirmed a round of layoffs at the Molasses Flood. A spokesperson said, quote, because the project changed, so has the composition of the team that's working on it, mainly on the Molasses Flood side. The concrete number of employees we parted ways with is 21 team members in the U.S. and 8 in Poland, end quote. This represents roughly half of the massive Molasses Flood's workforce. So the project changed, and we got rid of half the people on it.
Yeah.
That, in case anybody doing math at home, doesn't bode well.
Well, the wording's interesting. The project changed, so the composition of the teams changed, mainly on the Molasses Flood side.
Yeah.
So CD Projekt was basically like, you had your chance. Sorry, guys. We're taking this over again.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
We're eliminating the U.S.
Basically. You lazy fucks don't do anything.
We need to hurry up and make a half-ass game. Come on.
Didn't you see Cyberpunk? That thing fucking sucked and it printed money.
Where's your hype machine? Where's Keanu Reeves? Independent AAA studio Deviation Games has reportedly been hit by layoffs. One of the affected staff, software engineer Kyle Paris, said the layoffs occurred because Deviation Games, quote, recently ran into a difficult situation, end quote. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
That's foreboding.
I was trying to figure out, like, what does that even mean? Like, oh, whatever.
Sources told VGC as many as 90 staff may have been affected. Deviation Games was founded in 2021 by former Call of Duty developers led by Black Ops lead Dave Anthony and Jason Blundell. Bad last name.
Yeah.
The studio debuted by announcing they were working with PlayStation on an original IP. In September of 2022, Deviation announced Blundell had left the studio, and maybe that's one of the things we'll see at the showcase.
I don't think that studio's long for this world.
Soon to be a Naughty Dog support studio.
Yeah. Yep.
When Naughty Dog reveals Last of Us multiplayer, the game that we aren't getting.
It's the back to the Icarus reference. They flew too close to Naughty Dog, and they were like, you're ours now. All right, now we got the brief story headlines. Blizzard has officially announced a WoW Classic hardcore server mode for all you Ooh. Fucking masochists out there.
Literally not me. Not my cup of tea.
He'll try it once.
No, I won't.
One time.
Nope.
He's going to do it in secret now, so he doesn't have to admit to it.
Absolutely not.
One time.
I will load a level one character and die immediately and then be like, fine.
BlizzCon 2023 has been announced. The event will be online and in person at California's Anaheim Convention Center on November 3rd and 4th.
Ew.
Zelda Tears of the Kingdom has sold 10 million units in 3 days.
It's a lot of units.
The fastest selling game of the Zelda franchise so far.
Yeah. I mean, that's like,
I'm not going to lie. I've seen some videos of the
mech building.
The mech building. What do they call it? Fusion.
Yeah. People literally building.
It's pretty fucking impressive. And the robustness.
It's impressive, but then I'm just looking at it like, what? Zelda?
Yeah.
Or Minecraft?
The robustness of the systems is pretty interesting, too. Like, if you use it as it was intended, where you're just fusing two weapons together.
Yeah.
You can get some cool shit, too.
Yeah.
So.
Weird.
Yeah.
I fused a lot of things together. And now I have my own Gundam.
Yeah. There was one I watched today of a dude made like a fucking, what do they call it? It was essentially like, it was like this pad. It was almost like a drone, like a drone cannon.
Okay.
This pad that took off. And then like there was a dragon, a two-headed dragon. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like Gliok or something.
Yeah. And it just shot like a shit ton of lasers at the dragon and it just fucking nuked it. Like it just sat there and was just nuking the dragon. The dude didn't touch it. Yeah. Didn't do any damage. He just had his shield up, blocking it. Its attacks at him. And this fucking thing just nuked it. And I was like, what is this game?
Like, I watched a dude build a Gundam, get in it with levers.
And then take and off.
It
like
starts just walking around, shooting lasers out of its hands at everything.
Yeah.
Watched another guy build a propulsion machine, which was just like a arm that, you know, thrusted, and it had the, it looked like a battle bot almost, because it had like the whips on the end of it. And he was just pulling, aggroing enemies and making them walk in front of it as it was just punching, and it's just killing them. Like, what the fuck is happening? Somebody else needed to get into a fortress, built a 30-foot bridge, just angled it on the rocks right and jumped up. And
that's what one of my coworkers said he did. He was trying to figure out how to get up this wall. It was wet, so he couldn't climb on it. So he said, fuck it, and built a giant bridge and just slapped it against the mountain and just ran up it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Problem solving.
Yeah, nuts.
The speed run of that is going to be even shorter now.
I know. It's only a matter of time. It sounded. Yeah.
It's a matter of time before somebody gets a Gundam into Ganon.
I saw, the last one I saw was 94 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be down to under an hour.
Nuts. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund has increased its stake in Electronic Arts from 16 million shares to 24.8 million shares.
What's that percent?
That would put the PIF's ownership stake in the company at 9%.
Nueve.
Lords of the Fallen will be releasing on October 13th, which is one of my ex-girlfriend's birthdays. I know it's weird, right? Did I remember that?
I'm trying to make a joke about Lords of the Fallen and their birthday, and I just can't.
Crazy.
That one?
No.
Oh.
This is the one.
There's a lot of them.
Who was
that are crazy.
This was the one who was extremely reserved. This was one of my high school girlfriends.
Oh, that I dated. That one.
I dated her.
I believe we've discussed into, that one.
Probably.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We've discussed a couple.
Yeah.
I specifically remember that one.
I had three. All my girlfriends have been long term. And I say long term as in, like, so at that age, long terms, like, every one of my girlfriends when I was in high school, I dated for 3 years.
I mean, that's pretty long term.
Especially
for that time.
Yeah.
Especially for that time, actually. No.
Yeah, because the first one, this is a little story time of Matt. The first one, I started dating in middle school, and I dated her into high school. And then the second one, I dated all throughout high school. And then the third one overlapped the end of high school into college and beyond. So, and there's a little bit of crossover on the two. That doesn't sound good, but.
No, it doesn't.
Not far from the truth, unfortunately. All crazy, which, you know, common denominator.
You?
Yes. So it's not all their fault. All right. They're nice girls. Well, they were. I don't know if they still are.
I know the one isn't.
It's true. Well,
corrupted.
They're kind of all corrupted, actually. I'm thinking about it. Anyways. Where was
story
that?
Time with Matt.
We'll get into details some other time. Electronic Arts has confirmed that it will be compensating any college football players that feature in its future college football games.
What does feature mean?
No idea. That's a good question.
Cover athlete or likeness in the game?
I would assume likeness in the game.
That's a lot of college students.
Maybe they just don't include them anymore.
But that's what I mean. Like, what do they mean by when they say featured? Like, do they count you just existing in the game as not featuring you? You know what I mean? Like, what is that? What is that?
That's
level,
the loophole. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
End up meaning you're the fourth lineman on the random.
Also,
team
what
in
does
Nebraska.
Compensating mean?
Nah, just
$5.
Bell.
Yeah,
the $5 box that rocks.
Questions that will never be answered.
Not by me.
In an interview, Sony Interactive Entertainment president and CEO Jim Ryan mentioned Sony's plan to increase PS5 exclusives while keeping PC ports staggered. He added that PC fans, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this. He added that PC fans didn't mind waiting 2 or 3 years to play those games on their platform.
That, let's just be clear, is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't have a choice but to wait. That does not mean they were okay with it.
Yes.
Second, Destiny's gonna go PlayStation exclusive.
Ooh. That would be so PlayStation.
It would be so PlayStation, and it would be so bullshit.
Yep. After all of the bullshit about... Oh.
You want to increase?
It sounds so good. I hate it.
You want to increase PlayStation exclusives? I made one because I denied you other people.
Oh my god, those fucks! Ah, so good.
Or it'll be the Destiny 2 expansion is released on PlayStation for 1 year before anything else.
It's gonna be whatever. Well, whatever Bungie releases next is 100% gonna be exclusive. I just. If they weren't so shicey about it, if they were just upfront and owned it, I wouldn't care.
Yep.
But because they're like bitches about that, but then also are like the worst fucking, that's what I'm looking for.
Victims?
Well, they play the victim and then
yeah,
they're like the worst culprits of it.
But they play it the worst. Like they suck at playing the victim.
Yeah. I guess that's gaslighting, essentially.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they're basically gaslighting Microsoft.
Yeah. According to a leaker who goes by Oops Leaks.
Oops. I leaked it.
The next BioShock installment was rebooted last summer. I believe that is the third time we've heard rumors of development being rebooted.
But it would be a 2K game. So that 3-year cycle.
Hmm. I mean, it's been 5 years now, or 6 years since we heard the first.
Oh, since we heard the first part? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say Infinite was longer than that.
The U.S. state of Montana has officially banned the use of TikTok.
All my homies hate Montana. Hannah included.
Hannah Montana. Apple, you're gonna love this one.
I also can't wait to see how that plays out, by the way.
It's not gonna play out. You can't. These fucking old fucks who think they know. They could go on a rant about this one, but I won't. It's fine. It's fine.
That's where we're drawing the line, by the way.
It's just.
I know. I don't want to go into it like much more, but I like that like TikTok's the problem.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just there's so many angles you could attack it from where you're just like you stupid fucks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The attack surface is massive. Absolutely massive.
And that they think that they're going to be successful.
These are the same people, by the way, that when asked, does their phone while it's at their house and connected to the internet, are they able to see other devices in their house connected to the same network? How the fuck are they allowed to function in society? They are the people that are so problematic.
They're a fucking parasite. They're parasites.
They are the people that complain about cashiers at a store, then use the self-checkout, and then complain it doesn't work because they don't know what they're doing because they thought they knew better than the machine. Oh, God,
I got this. I got you here. So I was picking up our food.
Okay.
At the old pizza place.
Because I would fucking, I'm going to attack a self-checkout person.
And there was a really old gentleman in a suit who was sitting there waiting. And he was waiting. And he was waiting.
We talking like nice suit or like dude just wears a suit probably?
I mean, it wasn't like
out of work and picking something up for dinner, or like he normally just wears a suit and it's kind of like weird.
I'm not sure. I think I'm verging on that.
Oh, okay.
A little bit more. It had the flag pin on it, so I immediately kind of was like, is this guy a politician? Because like that's where my mind goes when I see the flag pins on suits.
Logical.
Long story short, he started complaining because his food was taking so long, and the girl behind the counter was like, because he was like, all these people are getting their food before me, and she's like, yeah, they ordered online, they called in orders. You're walking, and he like couldn't comprehend what she was trying to say, and she's like, they already ordered their food a while ago and are picking it up, and you walked in and are. We have to make your food on the spot. It's not like just sitting back there ready to go. It was the dude.
Just mind blown.
Mind blown. Couldn't fathom the fact that like people had ordered food and were picking it up. Poor guy. Anyways.
I have come close multiple times to losing my shit in the self-checkout. Not for my own, like not at the machine, not in my own inability to use a self-checkout, because let's be honest, I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I worked retail for 10 years and I know how to operate a cash register.
Yeah.
I'm faster than most cashiers.
Yeah. It's the Ron Swanson. I know more than you.
I know more than you. In almost every store, I am faster than their best cashier. That being said, I will always use a self-checkout unless if I had like an actual cart full of things, which very rarely I do. But if I actually had a cart full of things, I'll usually still try to go through like a regular register, because using a self-checkout can be a bitch at that point.
Yeah.
Like they're not set up with actual conveyor belts and like an actual good like loading area. They're just not. They're not meant for that. They're meant for 10 items or less, in, out, bang, boom, get out.
Yeah.
Self-checkouts, for anybody that's using them, are meant to be express lanes. You do not show up there with a pallet worth of groceries. That being said, you also don't show up there if you're over the age of 65. And I guess more specifically, over the age of 65 and can't use your own cell phone. Like, without help. Because they are technical machines. And I watched this lady. Also, don't use them if you can't read. That's just a good rule. If you can't read, maybe have somebody cash out for you. Because you can't get to the machine that has multiple signs all over it. Multiple signs all over it. I know where this is going. No, there's two different options. Because I got two different stories. There's multiple signs all over it that say, this only takes card. This cannot take cash. This cannot take check. This will only take card. And then the first thing after you press start on the screen, the first thing that pops up is, hey, this machine only takes card. Would you like to continue? And you have to agree. Lady slams through the options, get to the end, trying to put cash in, doesn't work. Looks at the lady like, it won't take my, she's like, yeah. You look at all the signs that say that it won't take it. She's like, how was I supposed to know? Like, I want to attack you, and I don't work here. Next person. I'm at a store. There's 8 self-checkouts. A bank of 4 and another bank of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Typical of everywhere, they had 4 of them turned off. Whether they were doing maintenance or just wanted to make sure they didn't have to watch as many, because, you know.
Yeah.
Self-checkouts, easy to steal through.
Yeah.
So there's only 4 of them open, and all of them have the lane closed sign on them. Both the little like placard that they put on there and the menu currently says closed. obviously, you and I both know, as long as they didn't cash them out, which I don't even think you cash out self-checkouts, really, that you can just open it if you needed to, as long as there's not something, like, functionally wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go to the person that's running the self-checkouts and be like, hey, there's, like, two of us in line. Can you open the other ones? Because I'm not... Who am I? I don't give a shit.
You're not what people would refer to as...
A Karen.
An asshole.
No, I am that.
Yeah, but not a public asshole.
Yeah. I'm not that to the people working in a job that I used to work at where I would hate myself.
Yeah.
So, I'm just like, all right, cool. We're just chilling in line. Like, whatever. I'm literally holding on to... What was I buying that day?
A cantaloupe.
A drink? No, I think it was a drink and a bag of apple cinnamon Quaker rice cakes.
Mm.
Delicious, by the way.
Yeah, good stuff.
So I'm just holding on to two things. Like, I don't give a shit. Lady in front of me walks, is in line. So it's a person, her, then me. Then maybe like one other person behind me. She's second in line. Now, we're in the situation where there's four people taking up the four busy ones. Probably too much stuff.
Yeah.
Just the typical, like, come on, you don't know how to use a self. Why are you here?
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You live and you deal with it.
Yeah.
So what it always is.
Probably cashing out with no sense of urgency.
No, not at all. Yeah. Don't know how to ring things up efficiently.
Yeah.
The whole thing. But oh, don't worry. They know better. They're a whole thing. But this woman is in the boat of, I'm going to complain about why they don't have so many check lanes open and yada yada. And, like, we all know it's because corporations are bullshit. Like, it's not anyone there's fault.
Yeah, pick on the fucking teenager or whoever
you're
working.
You're picking on the lowest rung of the totem pole.
Yeah.
So, she walks over to the four that aren't open, that are clearly not open, and looks at it, and then scoffs, and are like, are these open? And the person running it is like, well, no.
Clearly they're not.
And she's like, oh, fine, okay. And so she gets back in line. And I just let her back in front of me because I'm not dealing with her because the words out of my mouth will not be nice.
Yeah.
And so then that the person running it goes to help somebody out. And I don't know if it was like their CSM, like their customer service manager or whoever happens to also be over there. And she sees like the line forming and goes, I can open like two of these, but they only take card. They're not taking cash right now. And so the lady walks over and the manager like looks at me and I'm walking to the other one, she just kind of looks at me and I just nod and I kind of like give her the smile of like, you know, silently, thank you.
Yes.
And she just nods and we continue. And then I hear the lady chirp up and go, that's why I just asked if they were open. And she said, no. And I was just like, bitch, she did you a favor. Shut the fuck up and cash out. Why are you even speaking? No one in this building gives a fuck what you think. Get your items, give the giant corporation that you should actually complain to money, and fuck off. Then I walked back out into the parking lot with boiling rage and noticed that the same SUV that has been just driving around when I pulled in is still just doing laps because they just don't want to park for whatever reason to wait for their person. Because, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in this boat, Matt, but it's a lot more convenient when it's a beautiful sunny day out to pull right next to the door and block all fucking existence of traffic than just have your person walk 20 feet to the car.
Listen, man.
Anyway.
This is their world. We're just privileged to live in it with
them.
They're
not the main fucking character.
Well, if you ask them, the sun revolves around them. Speaking of the sun revolving around entities, Apple's first AR headset is rumored to be priced at, do you want to take a wild stab?
$5,000.
A little high. $3,000.
Jesus
Christ. With a 100% margin per unit. The bomb leaked. The bill of materials leaked. And it's, yeah.
Yeah. Apple's, I think the most. A piece of shit.
The most expensive component is, which it should be for an AR VR headset, is it uses micro LED screens that I think are $238 a piece.
Man, I want how much do you think the metal etched apple into the top of it cost?
Well, given that some small Chinese child's probably doing it, it's probably like $3.
And how much do you think once that goes on, it adds to the price?
Oh, easily.
$2,000?
Yeah, easily. easily $2,000. That's the 100% margin. And then finally, Steam has quietly added a new feature, timed free game trials. The first game to make use of the feature is this year's Dead Space remake. The trial seems to be running alongside Dead Space's current sale, suggesting it'll be available until May 29th.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, it's been 7 days. What you been up to?
Nada.
Okay. Don't know why I expected anything different.
Nothing at all. I had a shit weekend last weekend. I did half my breaks. I mowed half my lawn, and I did half the dishes.
Nailed it.
So
mission accomplished.
That was fun to deal with throughout the course of the week. Oh, and I did half the grocery shopping because we didn't have time. We had so little time, we couldn't normally plan the week's worth of meals and stuff out. We were so burnt out that we could only like mentally create like half a list. So like at 8:30 at night on Sunday, I was grocery shopping for half the groceries.
So you were only at 50% of your power the whole week.
Yeah, we were. I strong 50% all weekend, all week.
That's right. That lady that was in the grocery store couldn't do more than 10. So,
well, when you're only working with 10 brain cells,
that's true. She was operating 100% of her capacity.
Yeah. So what have you been up to this week?
Not a whole lot. A lot of WoW. I think after. Maybe it was after we talked last week. I burned through a lot of Jedi Survivor.
Okay. Still haven't played it. And,
where like... I thought I was halfway is probably true.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now I'm at 90%, 80%.
Okay.
Right, like towards the end of the storyline. I'm... In no spoiler territory, we started off real strong, and then I got disappointed.
Okay.
Because things that were obvious from the beginning
just
came true. And I was like...
Yeah, I kind of... when it started, I was like...
Yeah.
This is weird.
So there were a lot of things that like set it up pretty good. And there's still a lot of things that were going on or whatever. And then the events happen, or like as it's leading to those, to the like the main more story and stuff like that. Like it's okay, but it's not tropey because it's not Star. It's tropey, but it's not Star Wars tropey, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a generic story.
It's just a generic like, I know what's going to happen. I just happen to have a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And I'm good boy. So I can't just, you know, stop him with all the power I want to.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Can't just.
Dark side. Ooh.
Can't just murk. Can't just murk this guy. We got to go through the whole, like, conversation.
Yeah, you become a fucking James Bond in a villain conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Bond. It'd be a shame if you fell into the shark pit. I'm out of here. You're like, what the fuck, man? Why is it always sharks with lasers? So, yeah, played a lot of that. I got to get back to that and finish it up so I stop before I get charged a third time for EA Play. And then, yeah, that's been it, really. WoW's good. Been enjoying it. Slam and stuff.
Yeah.
Fun time. Fun go time. Got to configure the auto marker for this weekend. That's a WoW thing for people. First crack I'm taking at actually just doing it instead of ripping down somebody else's.
And
while I'm doing it, hoping that the other person doesn't just release their updated version.
That would be classic.
I'd be like, God damn it.
It's for the raid?
No, it's for Mythic Plus.
Okay.
Raid, I'm like...
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
It do be that way.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Cool. Then we will see you in 7 days. Post... No. Yes, no. Post-showcase.
Post-showcase, yes.
So...
And that's Memorial Day weekend, right?
It's next weekend.
It's next weekend.
Yeah. So.
So times. Before Memorial Day weekend.
Before Memorial Day weekend. Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.